For the SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, liberal Democrats railing against the Trump economy. Economist and public policy expert Steve Moore says government data proves the economy is thriving under Donald Trump.
We had 4.3% growth in the fourth quarter, 3.8% growth in the third quarter. So, you know, and then, by the way, the latest estimate by the Atlanta Federal Reserve Board through right before Christmas was that we're going to get 3% growth in the fourth quarter. It would have been a lot higher than that, except for, of course, we had that stupid government shutdown that probably took about a percentage point off of growth.
And Moore doesn't believe the polls that show President Trump is hurting the economy.
Look at what people did during the Christmas season. Spend. So what I'm saying is, you know, we should look at what people are doing, not what they're telling pollsters. And what they're doing is they're feeling confident about the economy. They're getting out their credit card. They're spending money. They're working. We have a record number of Americans working today.
Federal authorities say they disrupted a New Year's Eve attack plot in North Carolina, arresting an 18-year-old who had pledged loyalty to the Islamic State group. FBI Special Agent James Barnicle says they found evidence linking him to the planning of a major attack.
The FBI's evidence response team conducted a search, an authorized search, at his home and on his cellular phone. What we found was a manifesto, which the federal complaint alleges contained detailed plans to execute a massacre on New Year's Eve.
Now, the Bureau says the man allegedly planned on using knives and hammers to attack people at a grocery store and fast food restaurant. Man is charged with attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization. This is SRN News. A Virginia school system votes on pronouns.
Members of the Chesapeake School Board have decided to enact a policy barring any school from forcing students or faculty from using the preferred pronouns of a transgender person. Board Chairman Angela Swigert says, quote, "A person who does not fundamentally agree with the use of alternative pronouns and titles cannot be compelled to use them. However, the voluntary use of transgender pronouns is not prohibited." Michael Harrington reporting.
Eight-time Grammy-nominated gospel singer Richard Smallwood dying this week at the age of 77. His songs were recorded by artists like Whitney Houston, inspired many, including Chaka Khan. Smallwood was a music pioneer at Howard University in Washington, where he was a member of the school's first gospel group. After college, he taught music at the University of Maryland. This is SRN News. Tesla car sales have fallen for a second year in a row, putting the company behind a top Chinese competitor. Correspondent Ed Donahue takes a look now at the numbers and what it might mean to Elon Musk.
Tesla says it delivered 1.64 million vehicles in 2025. Chinese rival BYD sold 2.26 million vehicles last year.
We're talking 300,000 to 400,000 below where you would have hoped Tesla have been if you go back, call it 18, 24 months.
Market analyst Dan Ives was asked if Tesla's slump has any connection to Elon Musk's involvement in the Department of Government Efficiency.
That definitely had a negative impact, especially the first half of the year.
Is Ives worried about Tesla?
We're so bullish on Tesla because of the autonomous and robotics.
Musk's focus at Tesla has pivoted to robo-taxis and robots. I'm Ed Donahue.
And more details at srnnews.com.